In my continuing series of rants about the National Federation of the Blind, I wanted to break down some statistics. Current population of the United States is at about 309 million. The current reported population of people who are legally blind in the United States, which I think is low, is about 1.3 million. So if you take into account the kinds of businesses that are being targeted by the NFB for condemnation and they're deplorable and blah 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 blah, and all that rabble-rousing shit they do.
Rabble.
Pretty much. Are all looking at who's a consumer. So when you look at who's a consumer, you're going to have to do some more math. So take the 1.3 million and divide it by 80%. The 80% being the number of people with vision loss who are reported not to be working. Now you have 20% of 1.3 million who's a buyer's market. Okay? Which, to a large giant like your Amazons, your Walmarts, let's take one from these newest resolutions, Microsoft and their Xbox.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're pissed at Microsoft for not making the Xbox accessible, which, okay, you know, it's also a set-top box, and I get that there are gamers who want it to be accessible, and I wouldn't mind either, but you know, I understand why not a lot of research and development money has gone into this particular aspect. So, there you go. Those are the numbers. So, the basic point I'm making is that the kind of tactics that the NFB chooses to use to try to bring about change, which in and of itself isn't bad, it's great that there's an organization that's fighting to bring about positive change for people who are visually impaired. And I'm not saying they haven't done good work in the past. Yeah. All I'm saying is, they don't have the kind of numbers behind them to be able to make that kind of
impact.
That kind of impact. If they boycott something, it's a tiny fraction of people who are boycotting it.
Pennies.
It's not like if, you know, the NAACP or LULAC or one of the big pro race organizations told an entire, you know, an entire group of people who are huge to stop using something. They just don't command that kind of power. So what they should do is take the copious examples that are present from app developers, from small businesses, take the kind of work that, as I said in previous audio booths, the Able Gamers Foundation is doing, and look at that as an example, because it's successful. Neff recently had an experience with a small business that she bought some kind of crappy homemade thing or whatever the hell.
It was so not crappy.
And,
they asked for my opinion,
right?
My reviews, and I basically said I'd love to if it was accessible with the capture, if you had an audio challenge available. And she had no idea what I was talking about. I put the word out on Twitter, people got back to me, I got back to her, and she's now working on it. I had tagged, I was diplomatic, she came to me first. But I was planning on getting to her, and or the webmaster, whatever. I wasn't expecting to speak to the you know, head person herself, but it worked out that way, and like I said, she's working on it. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and probably works much better than if she fired off an angry email condemning this woman and her business.
Seriously.
For not meeting the needs of a subgroup of a subgroup of a subgroup.
That is hardly even a blip for most people. Okay? So many people are like, oh my god, you don't know that about the blind? No, they don't. We are not even a blip on most people's consciousness.
Yeah, what do you know about people who have hearing loss?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about
people who can't walk?
Right.
People who are mentally challenged.
Quick, how do you deal with a person with Asperger's?
Uh-huh.
Quick, how do you deal with a person with autism? Whatever
uh-huh.
the case may be. If you're not exposed to it on the regular, chances are you're not going to take the time to know about it. So,
absolutely.
The community as a whole needs to kind of get over itself a little bit.
Absolutely.
And stop getting mad when people ask you questions, dude. If they don't know, they're just trying to find out. It's
mm-hmm.
much better than assuming and doing other ignorant shit that you get mad at for, too. There's no winning. If they ask, you get pissed. If they do something stupid because they didn't know, you get pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather they ask, and then I tell them what the appropriate response is or the appropriate behavior is. I am always answering questions because I feel like it helps to represent us better. So, rant over.
Nobody's saying you have to be an ambassador, okay?
You're gonna get cut off.
All right.
Let us know what you think.
All right. Fuck off.